So I heard two stories this week from two different friends of mine, and they just fit perfectly with the gospel today from Luke. And you may have heard stories that are similar to this with different characters or in a different context, but I think they're worth me sharing these with you. The first story I heard was from an old friend who always likes to call me and ask me, "What are you preaching this week?" And I said, "Well, the story, the gospel, is of the persistent widow." And she chuckled and she said, "That widow reminds me of me." And I said, "How so?" And then she reminded me of something that I already knew about her. It was a struggle that she had many years ago when she has a very, very autistic child. And when her child was young, there were no services for her child in the school district. And she used to go to the school district every month and ask them to provide services for her child. She knew other families suffer from this lack of resources, but she alone went to the district to complain over and over again. Months and months into the process, she was joined by another mother of an autistic child. A month after that, a father joined in the band of complainers, is what they named themselves. And soon, several other joined the ranks. And after a year, there were 12 parents petitioning the school district. No longer able to dismiss this one lady, they gave in and developed programming specifically geared to the severely autistic children. Persistence and tenacity. I heard another story from a priest friend of mine back in the South. I went to seminary with her, and she and I like to talk occasionally about the gospel that's coming up and what we're going to preach on. And so together we were discussing the gospel of the persistent widow. And I shared with her the story from my friend of her autistic child in the school district. And she said, "You know, I kind of feel like the persistent widow too. I have a story, but it doesn't end like your friend." And she went on to tell me that she had offered a sermon to her congregation where she gave biblical examples of God's directive to care for widows and orphans and immigrants. It's all over the place in the Bible. It's in Exodus, Zechariah, Malachi, Isaiah, Psalm, Deuteronomy, Jeremiah, Job, and in all four Gospels. And she assured me she was not directing her homily at a political party. In fact, I know that personally she leans conservatively, but she did use the politically charged word immigrant, and it infuriated two of her powerful and wealthy old money parishioners. And instead of discussing their feelings with her, they completely cut off all of their financial support of the church. And I asked her if this cut would affect the budget, and she said, "Yes, it will. But God's economy is more important. The mercy that God commands us to show others cannot be edited by humans." She said, "I can't stop preaching the gospel." And her faith reminds me that, you know, she will persist and her community will weather the storm and her parishioners one day will be open to the bold and sometime countercultural gospel of Jesus, because I know she's going to keep preaching it. Persistence and tenacity. Although these two stories are rather different, they affected me deeply as I read our gospel today to prepare for the Sunday sermon, just as the story of the persistent widow always seems to hit at my heart every time I read it. Widows in the Bible always represent the most vulnerable of the population because there was no one to take care of them. Yet, the Bible gives us examples of superhero widows over and over again who persist by speaking up in the face of resistance. Tamar, Ruth, Naomi, this is just a few of them. But this widow today, this widow in Luke 18 goes a little further than the widows before. Luke suggests that Jesus made this character into a woman who literally comes out swinging. You see, the version of the Bible that we just read says, "Because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." But in the original Greek, the judge says, "Because this widow causes trouble for me, I will give her justice so that she may not, in the end, give me a black eye." It comes from the verb hypatio, which means to give a black eye. So Luke drops the judge's language square in the boxing ring. This would have caused a few chuckles back in Jesus' time when he told this story, because it paints the picture of a lowly widow delivering a right hook to a recalcitrant arbitrator of justice. Jesus uses this device like a political cartoon to poke at the powers that be. According to scholar Scott Spencer, Jesus is lampooning and upending the unjust system stacked against widows, orphans, and immigrants, and the like. After Jesus tells his parable of bobbing and weaving, he wraps up the story with a primer on the character of God and the nature of faith. God is not like the reluctant judge, because God doesn't need to be badgered into listening. If anything, God's more like the widow in her relentless commitment to justice. The widow, however, shows us how to be in relationship with God. God, and I've said this before, he's not a vending machine that we push buttons and he spits out prayer requests. But neither is God deaf to our requests. Faith in this parable is illustrated by tenacity and persistence. Not for our prayer requests of a new car or a big house, but our efforts to turn the unjust into the just for all of God's children. It's not just about one person, it's about all of us. So as we wait for the homeless to find homes and the hungry to have food, and for wars to stop, for food, job, and educational equity, we should be more like the widow. As a writer once said, Brittany Wilson, she said, "We are not to wait quietly for Jesus's return and accept our fates in an oppression-ridden world. We are instead to resist injustice with the resolve and constancy of the widow. Prayer is not a passive activity, but one that actively seeks God and pursues God's will. Like the widow, we are to persevere in faith, crying out night and day. This is what persistent prayer looks like." Prayer, by the way, is not something that we do at night in our bedrooms with our hands folded. It's not just that. It's not just what we do here when we're sitting in church. Prayer is active and it's fueled with our faith. And I mean faith, not the noun, but the verb like we've been talking about for weeks. Faith is active and it's tenacious and it's persistent. That through the Holy Spirit, it reaches beyond word to the hearts of systems that don't want to change, that lovingly persuades, that organizes communities, that lifts up the voiceless, that taps on the shoulder, that keeps preaching the gospel, that never gives up seeking God's dream for humanity, to do justice and love mercy. Amen.